Hello, this is Marion Hurd. I'm the president and chief executive officer of Oxon Hill Partners, located in Boston. We specialize in brand enhancement strategies and strategic analysis.
Marion, thank you so much for taking time to be part of Inspired By. We appreciate your time. And I want to start by asking you how your professional career began and how you ended up where you are today.
I trained initially in college to be an executive secretary. I graduated from the University of Bridgeport, and I was second in my class, I might add. I had done very well in high school and thought that that was all the education I ever needed, and quickly found out in the workplace that people who really didn't have the experience or the exposure were being promoted because they had a college degree. So I went back to college and received an associate's degree, and I continued and earned a bachelor's degree. And then I was working full-time but also teaching part-time, so I went back to college to get a master's degree in education and was selected by the United Way to work on a postgraduate executive-level seminar at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And I selected economics and social policy as my focus. So to sum it up, my career has been one in stages, and I've been open to opportunities and had the experience to move from one place to the other. From the secretarial position, I own two companies, and after staying at home for almost 8 years, raising our two sons, I went back to run the Head Start program down in Connecticut. From there, I was recruited to run the United Way in Bridgeport. So each level of experience really prepares women for the next phase. And women need to be open, and I say women on purpose, not so much men. It's different, I believe, in many ways for men. But we need to be open to different opportunities and have confidence enough to take a gamble on ourselves, even when the position title or position focus might not seem like a perfect match for your experience and your focus. Go for it.
That leads right into my next question, which is, what are the top tips you would offer a woman looking to reinvent her life? You just gave a very good example. Do you have a couple more?
I do. I think number one, be open. Expand your circles, meet new people, focus on different areas of interest. Understand that every single connection could lead to another connection and enhance your standing within your respective industry. The other tip is continue to learn. Just because you have a master's degree or a PhD or any other level of training, I have 21 honorary doctorate degrees, and the joke in my circle is, you can ask me hard questions, but don't get sick. I'm not a medical doctor. And so each one of those experiences has led to a different group of people, tours of campus, meeting with trustees. And so women need to expand their networks. I've often attended conferences related to architecture, engineering, construction, conferences related to water resources, waste management, things that are completely outside of my sphere. But at those conferences, you not only meet new people, you are exposed to different levels of thinking and how people solve problems, which you in turn can transfer to your own line of business and your own professional growth. So, again, get out there.
Great advice. You mentioned that you spent 8 years raising your children before returning to the workforce. What's your advice for women who are looking for an on-ramp back into their professional lives?
They need to keep in touch with people in the broader community. Just because I was at home, I wasn't disconnected. I maintained all of my memberships even today, and I've retired from the United Way over 9 years ago. I've maintained all of my professional affiliations. Women, even though they're home, and I ran two businesses from my house, so I wasn't sitting idly. I was chasing children, going to co-op nursery school programs, and obviously with small children, it seemed to be that we were in the pediatrician's office every half hour. And yet there was a focus on my professional development. There were opportunities for me to get out and stay connected to the broader community. So you can continue to do things. I always suggest that women take a look at their volunteer options, because that will give them current experience and, if necessary, a current reference.
It's hard to believe you only have 24 hours in your day. I'm sorry?
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, I've been counting. The last thing I'd like to ask you, Marianne, is what is the one thing that you make time for in your daily life that helps keep you refreshed and positive and going?
Two things, really. I try to walk. I'm a pole walker or swim. I try to get in a little exercise. But also, I spend quiet, reflective time. Because of our, quote, technological error, people are busy on their handhelds. They're busy at their desks. They're just busy. I carve out some quiet thinking time every single day. And part of that thinking quiet time might very well be with my husband. We've been married for decades, and so it's a good reflective period. But people need to be comfortable with themselves. They need to be able to quietly reflect. They might or might not be reading. They might or might not be exercising. They might or might not be napping or walking or going to the movies or whatever it is that they derive some measure of comfort and personal satisfaction. But we need to carve that time out every day. People who know me understand that I do that. I might not immediately answer an email. I might not immediately answer a text. I am carving out thinking time. So I think if you can slip in some exercise time, some personal time, and also some quiet time each and every day.
That's terrific advice. Marianne Hurd, thank you so much for sharing with us and Inspired By. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.